world of interviews is dynamic and ever-changing. Interviews provide an opportunity to showcase your experiences and skills. So when we talk of showcasing your experiences and skills, it is very important to go through the website and put in information for the interview in that manner or on those lines, because they will have a certain expectation, right? You could check with people who have probably worked there before. You could check with somebody what is it they really are expecting, and someone who's currently working there, that person can also guide you. So all these are, you know, minute aspects that can really help you to sail through the interview. Now, the following are the steps for the interview process to take place. So we will discuss each one. Job description, application process, phone screen process, personal interview, test of skills, evaluation and feedback, and finally offer the role. When I talk of the first step in the interview process, it is job description that states the essential job requirements. Job description is an outline. Outline of what? You talk of the main duties and responsibilities. So I talk of the roles, responsibilities, and specific skills that is required by an individual. So you're talking that, for example, you want to hire an individual who can be a general manager for your company. So what is required by him or her? First and foremost, you talk, ideally someone who will look into profits and losses, someone who will handle team members, someone who will ideally take full responsibility to boost the sales. So all this needs to be looked into. So by being specific, the company can give the candidates a sense of what is their scope of work and how will the company measure the work performance of the candidates. So when we are hiring an individual for a specific role, then that expectation through that role is something that we need to look into. And that is why we said very clearly that the individual will have to boost sales, deal with members in a team. You also talk of how is he going to handle the work in relation to bringing about profits. So this is very specific in terms of what is expected, right? So if job description is written well, it can shape the perception of the individuals who will eventually want to hire you. So how has it been worded? Job description, in simplest of words, what is the expectation when we want to hire somebody for a specific role? So what is the expectation from the company, the organization side? You want to hire somebody, but you will have certain expectations in terms of skills, qualifications, experience, aptitude, ability to deal with others, all of it. So how is that worded? That is what is very important. Because when you say someone tells you that my company is looking for somebody in this field, but then you realize that these are their requirements, how do you realize? Through what is written. So then you will get a clearer idea or a clear, sorry, then you will get a clear idea, a clear picture of what are their expectations. Job description is also known as job specification. A job description has to be worded appropriately so that the candidates can understand the role and your company well. It has to be worded so perfectly that the candidate will actually, by reading it once, understand whether he or she is a fit or a misfit for that company. So a compelling job description is required by the company so that you attract the most qualified candidates. When I say compelling job description, that means the way it is worded. You somewhere feel that this is absolutely worded in a manner whereby I can really be a worthy candidate. So if it is written well and worded well, when we talk of job description, then you will attract the right candidate. If it is worded well, then you will be having an advantage because you will get those kind of candidates who come for the interviews. So your job is to see to it as an organization that are we getting the right kind of people? That is very important. The reason to write an effective job description is to provide enough details to the applicant to let him or her know what is it that is required and expected by the organization. So in simple words, when I talk of job description, the expectations, the requirements, the skills and the attributes of an individual, which are the focus. So it is, when we talk of job description, it is a document that outlines the responsibilities and requirements for a vacancy. So you're actually describing in the simplest of words, in an easy to understand manner. That means the way it is worded in a simple manner, in an easy to understand manner, which will make you understand that these are their requirements. So job description is something that is very important, because only once you understand job description in terms of how it is worded, then can you apply. If you don't understand what are the expectations and requirements, how will you apply? So you only first need to focus on your understanding. That is important. The next step is the application process. After going through job description, the candidate can then apply. When will a candidate apply? When a candidate knows that he or she is eligible for the job. When can a candidate apply? When a candidate knows that he or she has those attributes. So, when we talk of application process, please be careful. If you are in need of a job and you are aware that after you go through job description, you do not really fit in. When I say fit in, that means this is not the job that is meant for you based on your skills, qualifications and experiences. But then too you apply, then it will reflect poorly on you. So ask yourself whether you have that eligibility, ask yourself whether you have the skills and attributes, then you should apply. A candidate can upload the resume on the job site as per the requirement of the organization. So it's written or, so a candidate can upload the resume on the job site or as per the requirement. Means somewhere the requirement is there. So you can upload it, but the requirement is there. What requirement? What is it that they are expecting in terms of the candidates sending their resumes? That's what it is. What did you highlight in your application that served the purpose? So again, this is about putting forward something unique. That is important. When I say something unique, unique about your skills, abilities, that's what. The third step is the phone screen interview. It is conducted by the recruiter or the hiring manager. and can be an in-depth interview for the candidate's experience and skills. When I say it is conducted by the recruiter or hiring manager, and we say in-depth interview, definitely when we talk of phone screen interview, it is conducted in a manner where the person is speaking to you. Now, the person, if an interview is via phone, then the person may not be able to see you, neither be able to see you nor understand your body language because it's not visible. The only aspect is your tone when an interview is taken via phone. So how you speak, how you conduct yourself, how do you present your personality, that is something that needs to be looked into. This is also to gauge the individual's personality, and recruiters can opt for video interviewing. If you actually want to see the interview, my mistake, if you actually want to see the interviewee or the candidate, you can opt for video interviewing. So what is important for a phone screen interview? You have to sound engaged and interested. Your tone has to show enthusiasm. You should have the ability to portray confidence in your tone. When asked questions, you're able to give answers in an appropriate manner. Somewhere, interview via phone lets you express your personality right from the start. For example, the way you greet the person, hello sir, good afternoon, hello ma'am, good afternoon. Once the interview is done via phone, thank you ma'am, it was nice talking to you. So how am I conducting myself? That is something that is very important. Now, video interviewing. So for example, this lecture, it's an online lecture, so this is as good as face to face. It is not face to face, but as good as face to face. So the same way when I do the same way when I take an interview via video, that means it's as good as face to face. It is not literally face to face, but I can really understand you much more since we can see you. That is what it is, right? So anyways, this depends on the situation, but the idea is to take interviews via phone, so eventually the number of people who come face to face, it's reduced in number. So that is one added advantage. The fourth step is a personal interview process. A personal interview is a face-to-face meeting or two-way communication between the recruiter and the candidate. The recruiter seeks to determine how well the candidate fits into the job. Now, face-to-face communication, even research says that it is easier to understand the individual. It is easier to understand the facial expressions. Face-to-face communication can give us immediate feedback, right? So a lot of aspects which comes into reality when we talk of face-to-face communication, right? So since it is face-to-face interview, the candidate must let go all fears and anxiety. This is very important, because when face-to-face communication gives you immediate feedback, your fears, your worry, your stress, your anxiety, all that is very visible. So you have to show a lot of confidence, you have to have presence of mind, you have to have that ability to influence the person, and you have to walk out of that cabin confidently, assuming that you've given your best and your 100%. See, very often you may have given a good interview, but you also need to realize 10% of these factors play a role. 10% of what factors? Say if I've given a very good interview, but 10% of these factors, maybe there is someone who's willing to work at a lesser package. Maybe there's someone who could be having much more in terms of qualifications than the other person. Maybe there is someone who's ideally willing to, you know, relocate, and you're not willing to do that. So there could be a lot of other aspects. You don't need to get disheartened. You need to understand the entire process and go with the flow. Go with a positive mindset. That's it. Sometimes a candidate may be interviewed by people from other departments too. Partially, we've discussed this when we did sequential interview, right? That people from various departments take your interviews. Next is test of skills, such as analytical skills, technical skills, problem-solving skills, coding skills. This helps us to evaluate a candidate's ability. The moment I talk of analytical skills, whether that individual has the ability to really analyze a particular situation, take charge of it, deal with it, come up with solutions at the earliest, right? So how you deal, that is most important. See, when we look for a candidate, what are we really doing? We're seeing if that candidate has all the characteristics which we are really looking for. So it depends on you that how do you showcase those characteristics. It depends on you that do you have any instances or examples where you can express those characteristics, which they will feel, yes, this is what we are looking for. Right? Then you talk of evaluation and feedback for any candidate. Feedback can be a major source of information. When I say feedback can be a major source of information, feedback will kind of let you know whether, you know, for example, feedback in terms of the interviewer telling the candidate, fair enough, it seems your interview has gone good. So this is verbal feedback, right? Where the person is telling you that you have given a fairly good interview. But then too, they'll say that we will let you know. So it depends on a lot of factors. We're living in a highly competitive era, so competition is there. It is possible for an interviewer to discuss the pros and cons with the candidate regarding the performance related to the interview. So the positives and negatives of the interview, where can you improve? Say if while giving the interview you were fidgeting, suddenly you slouch while you were seated. So drumming of the fingers, right? All this. So you, if you're given that kind of feedback, that will help you to understand, right? Offer of the role is the last step when the recruiter or hiring manager reaches out to the candidate whether the role has been offered or not. This is the final step because here you will get to know whether you have got the job offer or not. Steps to improve the interview process. Thus, it is important for the interviewer to focus on qualities needed by an ideal candidate. The following needs to be the focus. First is key performance indicators, specific metrics that will help you measure the effectiveness of your hiring process. When I say specific metrics that will help you measure the effectiveness of the hiring process, what does this mean? So KPI, it evaluates the success of an organization related to a particular activity. So for example, Peter Drucker has said, what gets measured gets done. That means when I talk of success of an organization in relation to a particular activity, that means you are talking of success that can be quantifiable, that can be justified. For example, if I talk of customer satisfaction, if I talk of tracking their progress, you talk of the targets, tracking their progress, then we realize that there's been a 20% increase as far as new customers are concerned. So somewhere we are talking of giving an answer in terms of, you know, a number. So when I say 20%, that means you're quantifying it. So when you measure the success in terms of quantifying it, it definitely helps you understand better. So example, how do the recently hired candidates view your recruitment process? So 30% feel that the recruitment process was far too stringent. So again, I'm getting that number. A list of questions can be prepared based on a candidate's resume. Sorry, a list of questions to be asked can be prepared based on the candidate's resume. Very important, because the candidate's resume, after going through it, we can take a call as to what exactly do we really wish to know or ask. So, conclusion, discussing the vision, mission and goals of the company with the candidate can be beneficial. Hiring managers can be given training and assistance to ensure that interviews can be engaging. Very important. How can the interview, flow? How can the communication move in a positive direction, both for the interviewer and interviewee? Is it somewhere that we focus on also creating a rapport, though there is formal communication? That is also possible, right? Maintaining a conversation and having a discussion instead of sounding aggressive will create a positive impression for the interviewer. So definitely the interviewee or the candidate should also get into the flow of conversing, giving some examples, some situation which you dealt with, but how did you keep a positive frame of mind though it was a challenging situation. That will help the interviewer to understand you, that you are a positive individual with an optimistic mindset. And lastly, a list of questions to be asked can be prepared based on the candidate's resume, which we've discussed in the previous slide. We're done with this chapter. Thank you.